Time for another Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And it's fall, and Teresa walked down.
I did. It's a beautiful day.
Did you crush any leaves? I know you like to do that.
Of course I did.
You purposely look at leaves to walk on to crush them, right?
I do, and I go out of my way to step on them. I'm sure I'm not the only one who does that, Paul.
Okay.
I'm just sure of it.
Yeah, well, I kind of do that too, so. beautiful time of year, though, isn't it?
Yes. John's not here. He's out harvesting, so.
Yep, that's why you're here, by yourself.
Yep.
I'm sure, Paul, John's listening, though.
I think he probably is. So you know what, Paul?
What?
The end is in sight.
The end of
the harvest. End of Windows 10.
Oh, Windows 10. I thought you meant talking harvest. Okay.
No, the end is in sight for Windows 10. It'll be a year from yesterday. So this is the 15th when we're recording. And the 14th of October, 2025, Windows 10 will no longer receive support from Microsoft.
Wow. What date again?
October 14th, 2025.
Okay, you got a year.
Yep. Yep. Wow. So a year from now, Windows 10 will no longer be supported. It just seems like yesterday when we talked about Windows 7 no longer being supported.
Right.
And then Windows 11 came along, and it seems like it's still a new thing. I don't know. As we get older, it goes faster, doesn't it?
Well, Windows 10, when was that launched, roughly?
You know, I should have looked at that. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it can't be that long ago.
My guess is 5 years.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I should. So they're ending support.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean? That doesn't mean that your computer is going to stop working on October 15th, 2025. Basically, it means that Microsoft is officially ending public support for Windows 10. So no more software updates. No more security patches, no more technical support. No matter how well it's working, those things won't happen anymore. You'll probably get notifications that it's coming, that it's going to happen, and that's what's going to happen. So you can keep using your Windows 10, just like some people are still using Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that as things continue, you will have less ability to run some programs as other things get updated and your computer doesn't. Some things might stop working, and you're more vulnerable to hacking and to, you know, all sorts of viruses and malware, because they can get around all the different blocks now, and they can then they will attack. Yeah.
So what should we do about it? I mean,
you have a couple options.
We don't need to panic or anything.
No, you don't need to panic. Yeah. But it is nice to get a warning. Yep. And so that's what I'm doing for you, is giving you a year to think about what you might want to do. So what you can do is, if your computer is eligible, you can upgrade it to Windows 11 for free.
For free?
Yep. Okay. Yep. And if you're running Windows 10, you can upgrade to Windows 11 if your computer meets the requirements. Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out if it does, then you just need to look on your computer. It'll tell you. You need to go to Windows Updates, and you can get there by going into your settings.
Okay.
So if you're on your computer, you go to Settings, go to Windows Updates, and then if it doesn't say you're eligible to upgrade to Windows 11, click here.
Yep.
It should say something like, check to see if your computer is eligible to update to Windows 11. And then you can click on that. It'll run a little test to see if it has the correct hardware and software, to see if it's compatible to run Windows 11.
Okay.
If it doesn't, that's the end of that. You have Windows 10.
Okay.
If it does, I would suggest upgrading to Windows 11. So
now Windows 11, that's the latest version, right?
Yep, that's been out for about 3 years now.
Okay.
So, and as usual, we don't usually rush into telling people to switch, but it's been around long enough now. I don't love it, but it doesn't have, you know, all the kinks have been worked out.
Right.
There aren't any surprises anymore. It's stable. It's running fine.
Yeah, I think when we talked about this before, there really wasn't a big difference between 10 and 11, right?
Not a huge difference, no.
No. So, interesting.
So, if you can update to Windows 11, I suggest you do that. Then you're good to go. If you can't, then you have to see what else you can do. So I did read somewhere that if your computer says you can't upgrade to Windows 11 from Windows 10, that you actually probably can, but you would have to go and purchase Windows 11 and manually install it yourself.
Okay.
And I wouldn't recommend that because, I mean, number one, you're spending money that you maybe don't have to when in reality, there's no guarantee it's going to work. Mm-hmm. So,
good.
So the other thing you can do is you can just keep running with Windows 10.
Okay, good.
Keep running that. And like I said, there will be some more long-term downfalls of that.
Okay.
You're going to get more malware. You're going to get more viruses. And eventually, things will stop working. Like, for example, if you run Windows 7 right now, some programs, I would guess, aren't working anymore. Your email program might not work. One of your browsers might not work, like Chrome or Edge. You know, Windows Explorer, remember Windows Explorer, the blue E that you used to click on? That doesn't work anymore on Windows 7. Yeah. So, you know, things like that. Eventually, the companies stop creating things to go with those operating systems. So that's going to happen down the road.
Okay.
And again, there's not a good way to to protect it.
Good.
So you can keep doing that. The last thing you could do is buy a new computer. So if you
That's probably what I would do.
Yeah, if you think you've had your computer long enough, you've got a year now to make that plan and decide what you want and shop for it.
What would you say the lifespan of a computer is? I mean, you know,
I tell people, you know, you should be able to expect 5 years out of your computer. If you get 7 or more, you're lucky.
Okay.
If somebody comes in with a computer that's, you know, over 6 years old, I don't recommend putting a lot of money into it because other things are just going to start going wrong. Right. So.
And it's important. We usually talk about this in the spring because spring cleaning, but it's always important to.
Yep.
You know,
keep it cleaned up.
You guys do a great job with that.
We physically and software-wise do a cleanup, try to make it faster, things like that.
You made it mine faster when gave you yours. And I remember how when you took the back cover out, how dusty it was.
It was surprising.
Embarrassing.
Well, it sucks air in to get the cool in there. And
it was
so
embarrassing.
No, it's just like underneath your washing machine and your dryer. You don't actually sweep under there every week, do you? Of course not.
Never.
Of course not.
Now you're going to make me look at underneath my washer and dryer.
I'm not going to.
All right. I'm sure you get a lot of questions every week. People coming in all the time.
Oh, yeah. Lots of phone calls, lots of people coming in. And I helped someone with their phone. They couldn't get their messages. We're going to stop. The message program that they were using was going to stop, and we have to switch to Google Messages.
Okay.
I had to do that on my phone, and for some reason, his wouldn't do it.
Oh.
So I had to go help him with that.
And you do that kind of stuff, too.
I do.
All right. So where are you located, and when you open, Teresa?
Well, we are on Main Street, Madison, right across the street from United Prairie Bank, and you can get a hold of us by coming in or giving us a call at 320-698-4747.
All right. I love talking about this kind of stuff. Did you do email support?
Oh, I didn't. You can email us.
John's
at support.
Not here to do
He's
that.
Not.
Okay.
Support@ruralsolutions.com
support
if you have a question.
Support.
Yes.
@ruralsolutions.com.
Yeah.
Okay. For any questions.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. Thanks for coming in and enjoy your walk back.
Thanks.
Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.